Let's turn our Bible to Romans chapter 5. We want to read verse 17. Let's read it together, everybody. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. John chapter 10, verse 10. 1 to read. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. I want to share with us on what I have titled, Living Life to its Fullest. Living life to its fullest. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for insight. We thank you for illumination. We thank you for what your word can do. We receive the ministry of your word, and we are asking that we'll be instructed. We are asking that your word will bring light and life to us. We are asking that everyone that will hear this discussion will be instructed. Understanding flow forth in the name of Jesus. Rebuke every spirit of distraction. We rebuke every spirit of misunderstanding. We ask that your word will go forth with utterance, and it will go forth with entrance. There will be penetration, and every darkened heart will receive light. We trust you because we know what you can do. Take all the glory, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Living life to its fullest. Hallelujah. We began last week with our focus, life more abundantly. And during the course of that discussion, I was able to explain to us what abundant life means. The word abundance means available in large quantity. Praise God. Say it with me, available in large quantity. Number two, abundance means available in sufficient proportion. And then abundance means plenteous. Plenteous. Praise God. For it to be abundance, it means it's plenty. Amen. For it to be abundance, it means it is available in large quantity. Hallelujah. For it to be abundance, it means there is enough of it. There is what? Enough of it. Hallelujah. In the same vein, abundant life, simply put, the simplest definition of abundant life. Hallelujah. The simplest definition of abundant life is life in its fullness. Life in its fullest. 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 Can you just take that down? Life in its fullest. So, our discussion, the focus, the aim of this discussion is to help us to appreciate what Jesus meant when he said, I have come that they may what? Have life, and life more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So please, I want us to follow. I want you to follow. Now let's look at it from God's perspective. Abundant life is a life that is filled with all that comes with his spirit. Abundant life is a life that is filled to full with all that comes with God's spirit. Number two, abundant life is the life that is filled with all of God's nature. Abundant life is the life that is filled with all of God's nature. Now, listen, everybody. When you see love, when you see joy, when you see peace, when you see goodness, when you see all the shades of God as revealed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, every of those shades, wherever they are present, where there is goodness, where there is meekness, where there is gentleness, where there is faithfulness, where there is all the shades of God, there is abundant life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So number one, abundant life is a life that carries or is filled full with all that comes with God's spirit. All that comes with what? God's spirit. Number two, abundant life is the life that is filled full with all that comes with God's nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then last week, during the course of the Spirit Portal, I was able to explain to us the root of it, the spiritual life, in contrast with the natural life. Glory to Jesus. So, to help our understanding of abundant life, let's look at the contrast. The opposite of plenty is what? Lack. Glory to God. So abundant life, or the opposite of abundant life, is a life that is lacking, like what the writer of Peter said. Let's turn our Bible to 2 Peter. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1. There's something Peter said there. 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. If you start reading from verse 3, that verse of scripture is very profound. I'm going to be coming back to it as the series unfolds. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Everybody say all things. Now that talks about what? Abundance. Glory to God. That talks about what? Are we together? All things. Now, pertains to what? Please give it to us in New King James. Everybody, please, can we look up? He said, as his divine power, remember I told you, it comes with God's spirit and it comes with God's nature. Now, by that, the combination of God's spirit and nature manifested is what we call God's power. Glory to God. Now, by that power, he has given to us how many things? All things. Now, that talks about what? Plenty. That talks about what? In large proportion. That talks about what? In large quantity. Glory to God. That pertains to what? Life. And what? Godliness. Through what? The knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So I told you last time that abundant life is a gift. We'll come back to that. Now let's continue. Verse 4. He said, by which have been given to us. You see that? It is a gift. Exceedingly great, precious promises. That through these, that is through both the provisions of life and godliness, through the grace and through the promises, all of these, you may be partakers of the divine nature. You remember I told you that abundant life is all that comes with God's nature, and it's a shared nature because His Spirit is in us, whereas we are humans. Glory to God. Are you following me? The reason why it's a shared nature is because God is not a human being. God does not eat rodo, ata, efo. You understand? But we eat it. So we are humans housing a what? A spirit. So meaning that we are in a sharing relationship. Now that's the idea of koinonia. Praise God. So we share of we that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. Now, he said, but also, we'll come to this, but also. We'll come to it. Maybe the third part of this discussion, we'll come to this. But that's not where I'm going. I just want to ride us through it. He now said, but also, for this very reason, he's not telling you your responsibility in abundance. We'll come to that later. Now, he said, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Faith is a gift. But he now saying, to faith, add what? Virtue. To virtue, knowledge. Continue. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. Praise God. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. Now, he has told you the responsibility. But this is where I'm going. He said, for if these things are yours and abound, what will happen? You will neither be what? Barren. Give it to us in Amplified. He said, and verse 8. Now, for as these qualities are yours and increasingly abound in you, they will keep you from being idle or unfruitful unto the full personal knowledge of who? Of Jesus. Praise God. So the opposite of abundant life in this context is a barren life. So it's either it's abundant or it's lacking. So when it is lacking, it will not produce anything. Do you get that? Okay, let me give you a practical illustration. A vehicle is supposed to move, and it moves by means of fuel. So if it has fuel but doesn't have enough fuel, it can carry you to a Jago, but it can't carry you to a lorry. So at the end of the day, you will not be able to arrive at your destination, because your destination is what? In lorry. So it takes you to Ijago. It's not abundant. It's not enough. It's lacking in completion, because it's supposed to take you to where? To a lorry. So you must understand that a life of abundance, the opposite of it is, number one, a life that is lacking. Did you get that? And then, so you can be able to relate. Number two, the opposite of an abundant life is an empty life. It's what? An empty life. Emptiness. Everybody say emptiness. And number three, the opposite of an abundant life is a life without satisfaction. So an abundant life is a joyous life. An abundant life is a peaceful peaceful life. An abundant life is a fruitful life. Did you get that? Glory to God. Are we following? Can we relate with it? An abundant life is a joyous life. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal. To steal what? To steal your joy. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To kill your energy, to kill your zeal, to frustrate your vitality, to take away your strength. Are you following this? Praise God. Glory to God. So, a life that is not lived by the energy of God's Spirit or by fellowship with God's Spirit is a life that, number one, lacks peace, lacks joy. Number three, it's a life that lacks zeal. There is no zeal to do anything. They're always motivated by money. They want to do something in the office sometimes, like how much is there? You know, people just want to be motivated by what? By money. Because there is no inner desire, there is no inner drive. Nothing is energizing them because they've not got abundant life in them. A life without the abundant life that Jesus spoke about, it's a life that is under the attack of the devil. And look up, church. What the devil attack in people's life? Please listen to this very well. What the devil attack in people's life? It's not their car. It's not their children. It's not their job. What the devil aims to attack in people's life is their peace, their well-being, their satisfaction, their joy, their sense of fulfillment. So for those people that derive joy from money, he now understands that in order to attack that joy, he needs to stop money from coming. So for those people that, for example, derives fulfillment from their job, not work, job now, what he wants to do is that he attacks their job. Whatever the enemy is attacking right now is just the means to the real fame. How many of you know that there are people who really don't have money, as it were, but they've got joy? Praise God. You know, there are times you just wake up in the morning and you're just so happy, you're just singing around and like someone that just received an alert. Praise God. You know, talking about alerts, we have different sounds of alerts. You understand? There is one that is called bangam, bangam. There is one that is called kiki. But that one that is called kiki is just maybe a recharge card thing. Praise God. But when you hear bangam, okay, you don't understand. You are spiritual people. You don't like the sound of alerts. Like this new year that is coming, the kind of alert I'm expecting to be seen in my phone, it's not kicking, it's bangang. You know, there are some alert that wakes you up from sleep. You know, when you are, you've done a particular job, or someone calls you and promises you that he's going to be doing something, and you know that person, if he promises you, it's not always kicking kind of thing. You know, when you wake up, the first thing, just go your phone. You know, there are some alert that makes your heart to beat. Just see the alert, your heart will just fly. Because it's not the kind of thing you were expecting. Okay, I understand. Some of you are very spiritual. You don't like money. Please, be giving them my account number. I like money. I have what to do with it. Praise God. So, you understand, there are people who get their joy from the sound of an alert. But the Bible now said, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. In other words, even though I expect a certain alert and it still doesn't come, it doesn't affect my well-being. Praise God. You know, the people of the world, like Jesus was saying in that Luke 12 verse 15. Please, let's check Luke 12, verse 15. He said, a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things he owns. So please, church, when we are talking about the abundant life, please let us not be ephemeral. Let us not be mundane. Let us not look at the world. When we are talking about abundant life, we are not talking about a life that has plenty cars or the life of a man that has built plenty houses. Because you need to just keep growing to understand that there are people who have a lot of houses, but they don't have peace. There are people who have a lot of cars, but they can't even travel. Do you know there are people who actually take sleeping pills if they're going to be traveling long distance? Yeah, there are people like that. They just, because they are so frightful about traveling. So they've got no peace. Amen. So, but what we are talking about, the abundant life, we are talking about the life that comes with joy, with peace, and also with the good things of life. With the good things of life. Because abundant life is actually manifested. So you can write that down. There is something as evidences of the abundant life. Wellness. Yes. Because speaking about Isaac, he was blessed. He had cattle. So you can have the abundant life and also have the good things of life. But like I told you, what makes it abundant life? It's the source. Everybody say the source. Where it's coming from. Is that okay? Where it is coming from. He said, take heed and beware of what? Of covetousness. Always wanting to have. That's the definition of covetousness. Always wanting to what? To have. A strong desire to always have. Give it to us in Amplified. Did you see that? Immoderate and unbalanced desire and unbalanced crave for wealth. Huh? The greedy longing to have more. That's covetousness. Are you following that? And that's not the abundant life we are talking about. Because I've already established that the abundant life is a life of peace. Peace. So we are not talking about material things. Abundant life is first a spiritual life. As a matter of fact, the reason Jesus came, he said in John 10 verse 10, he said, I have come that you have life. So Jesus couldn't be talking about mere ephemeral or mundane things because they had those things before he came. Am I correct? They already had those things. Solomon was the richest. He had gold. He had silver. So if it was mundane and wealth Jesus was talking about, he wouldn't need to have come because Solomon had it. He had plenty of it. I remember a rich man came to Jesus and asked Jesus, what must I do to what? Inherit eternal life. Now please understand this. Abundant life is different from eternal life. As a matter of fact, I was looking at abundant life as the earthly manifestation of eternal life. It is the time in between when we receive Jesus and when we will forever be with him. It is the God kind of life on the earth realm. Praise God. Because he said, I came that you may have life more abundantly. Glory to God. You might ask, okay, what will I do to... And don't forget, it was a rich man. Jesus said, keep the commandment. And then, what was the man's response? He said, all these have I kept from my youth. Oh, okay, I understand. You've kept all this. Okay, glory to God. No problem. Jesus now said, you want to have eternal life? Okay, go. Sell everything you have. sell everything you have. And then give the money to the poor. And then come and follow me. Bible says, man walked away what? Sad. Why? For he was a rich man. In other words, he had so much lived a life perhaps accumulated so much wealth and concluded that by that wealth, it was good. So Jesus is not telling him, for you to come into the kind of life that is eternal, sell all of these. And then the Bible says he couldn't because he was rich. So abundant life couldn't be talking about the wealth of this world. Glory to God. Is that okay? That's not what we're talking about. So when we're talking about abundant life, you don't say, okay, if that's what you think, then people like the Aliko Dangotes and the Bill Gates and the Zuckerberg, they could be living an abundant life. But would you say they are living abundant life? Would you say so? No. So you must understand that abundant life in God's perspective is a life that is filled with his spirit and his nature. What makes it an abundant life is because its source is God. Glory to God. It is an abundant life because God is its source. And then, moving on now, abundant life is a gift. Abundant life is a gift. It's a gift because no man merits it and no man works for it. It's a gift because no man merits it. If you read Ephesians chapter 2, if you start reading from verse 8, he said, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves. Please get this straight. Abundant life is not obtainable by yourself. You can't get abundant life by yourself. You can't get abundant life by yourself. He said, for it is by free grace that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. Take note of this. Everybody, let's read the next part. And this salvation is not of yourselves. Please get this. You must understand that abundant life, you can't conjure it. You can't conjure it. In other words, you can't make it up. You can't get it by yourself. It's a gift. It's given. Glory to God. He said, I have what? Come, that you may have. In other words, I'm the one that brought it. It's a gift. Say it is a gift. So when we are talking about abundant life, that's why Apostle Paul said, you can't boast. It's not a boasting life. You don't boast about it. You don't brag about it. He said, you boast as if you didn't receive. He said, if you ask and you receive, you have no reason to boast. That is why it's a peaceful life. Because it's not in competition with someone else. You know, what we do in class, if I come to the class and he's my student, she's my student, she's my student, and I give them the question I'm going to set and the answers, and then told them to go and read, I follow me, and they all got A's, and they now come back next semester and they are boasting. Say, this course, that man thinks he's smart. A finished work. Do you understand? Like telling your classmate, you know, we do that a lot. You see that, I forget. That man think he's smart. But you are not telling them that, bros, he give us number 1 to 5. He even give us the answer. Do you understand? You know, now so student be. We know that, not just student, now so we be. It's just so natural about us. We pride about our accomplishments. It's not a bad thing. But you must understand that when you pride about something you got as a gift, you have a problem. No, there is a problem there. Because if you went get them as gift, come the pride, what of the person when come give you? That one go just fly above board. His shoulder will just be on his forehead. No, that was the reason why the Pharisees and Sadducees never received Jesus. Because there is a life you get by keeping the laws. But there is a gift of life you get by believing in Jesus. Which one is easy? Believing in Jesus. Pharisees said, we die here, keeping the laws. Do you understand? Because they were too full of themselves. After all, Jesus self not be their mate. I mean, you could imagine how those Pharisees are. Jesus was less than 33 years. So reason it now. Am I correct? So it could be that maybe some of them said, now then teach Jesus, papa. Guy, if he don't reach like 70 years. Because I know they not be small people. Okay, even those where they talk, are you Jesus? Are you from God? We are Abraham's hair. We are here. Who are you? Jesus said, before Abraham was, I'm how old are you? We know your age now. We are there when you were using nail and hammer to assist your father. They were so proud of the life of the law. Because these people had romanced the Ten Commandments. So imagine that small rich guy that was saying that all these have I kept from my youth. So imagine the Pharisee when teach him. If the boy, they tell Jesus, say, all these have I kept. And you and I know that the Pharisees were teachers of the law. So now imagine the man that taught that rich man. So how grounded he will be. And so Jesus now come and say, you see, you need to believe in me. I don't understand. Who you be? How old are you even? You know, it got to the point one day they said, we even know his brothers and sisters. As in, they were looking for every way to rubbish Jesus' ministry. Let me tell you the reason. It was because this thing was too free from them to proud about. It was too free. So imagine they got the life of Jesus and then they are like following Jesus. You know, it takes away their bragging rights. They like pride. And you see, that's still the challenge that some believers have today. Jesus is telling you that abundant life is a gift. Receive it. Glory to God. Everybody say, I receive it. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. But you see, they chose death. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So they chose the letter. And you see, none of them was able to inherit eternal life. Perhaps, maybe Nicodemus did. Perhaps. Because abundant life is a gift. You can't merit it. Romans 11 verse 4. Let's start from verse 5. He said, even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Verse 6. Now, for if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. NLT. Let's read it together, everybody. One, two, read. And since it is through God's kindness, then it is not by their good works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserved. Did you see that? So, abundant life is a grace life. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go back to Ephesians 2, verse 8. He said, God saved you by his grace. He saved you. He saved you so that you can share abundant life with him. That's why he saved you. Because I've already established that abundant life is spiritually sourced. And the Bible says in John 4 verse 24, God is a spirit. To everybody that will partake in what God owns, have, manifest, must have his what? Spirit. So the reason he saved you, because salvation is actually rescue from sin into his kingdom. And at the point you got saved, he gave you his spirit. So Paul is not telling you that that salvation is by his grace. True faith. That's what it means when he said, when you believe. Now, he said, and you can't take credit for this. Everybody say it's a gift. It's a gift. Abundant life is a gift. Say it with me. Abundant life is a gift. Romans 5 verse 17. If by one man's offense. So, lack, emptiness, unsatisfactory living came as a result of sin. So he now said, by Jesus' death, what happened? Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift. Now, all these are the packages that came with salvation. Give it to us in Amplified. Did you see that? He said, surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, in brackets, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign and as kings. Where? In life. Here on earth. Glory to God. So our enthronement is a work of grace. Our enthronement is a work of grace. In John 8, he said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 1, quickly now, John chapter 1, verse 11, he said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. You remember I told you, the Pharisees, they rejected him. His own people, the Jewish nation, they rejected him. So he came to his own, and what happened? They didn't receive it. So listen to me, if you are too proud to receive a gift, you will become disqualified to enjoy abundant life. Abundant life is a gift. If you are the type of person that is too proud to be gifted, you won't enjoy abundant life. The elder one of the prodigal son, he said, Father, you have not killed any ram or goat since I've been here. He said, he came to that which belonged to him, his own, his domain. I like that. Came here. The Bible says, and they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. Verse 12. But, he now said, but as many, everybody say as many, as did receive him and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is to those who believe in, adhere to, trust and rely in his name. Verse 13. He said, who owe their bets neither to blood, nor to the will of the flesh, nor to the will of man, but to who? To God. I mean, they are born of God. What did he now say? Verse 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So it's a life of grace and truth. Read on. Next verse, verse 16. He said, of his fullness, what did we receive inclusively in receiving him? When we receive him, what did we receive alongside? He said, of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. Everybody say grace for grace. Give it to us in Amplified. Of his abundance. Did you see that? Of his abundance. So abundant life is a gift. Everything, all the shades of it. That's why I use the word responsibility in abundance. Because it's something you receive free. So what is remaining is for you to take responsibility of it. So that's what we want to learn. We want to understand, how do we live this life to the fullest? Since we understand that it's a gift, no man reads it. He said, for out of his abundance we have all received. I mean, we are all at a share. And we were all supplied with one grace after another. And Kaladusia Ladaba. Did you see that? Oh, these are scriptures. Let the scripture, I don't want us to read scriptures. Let the scripture communicate the kind of life you have received. You don't look down on it. He said, of this fullness, we all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after that's what Romans 5 17 called abundance of grace. I mean, grace in sufficient proportion. In business, there is grace there. Glory to God. In family life, there is grace there. It is not the will of God for you to be doing well in your job and yet in your family you are beating your wife. It is not the will of God that you are doing well in your marriage, yet in your job you are just like every other non-entity staff. It is not the will of God that you come to church and you are very good, skillful in drums, but yet in doing buying and selling, in fact, all the people that have supplied you goods, you are owing them. Everybody say grace upon grace. Abundant of life. Because don't forget what he told you, he gave you. All that pertains to life and godliness. For everything in life, there is a grace. Please write that down. For everything in life, there is a grace from God. He said, grace after another. And that's not where he stopped. He now said, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift upon gift. Somebody shout glory to Father. Plenty. Plenty. Say it with me, I am gifted. So abundant life is a gift. Number two, abundant life is a consciousness. Praise God. You know, let me explain something. Let's take, for example, now, Michael, you saved, like, let's say, 3 years' salary. I mean, for 3 years, you were just getting by, just because you want to buy a car. And then after the third year, you now bought the car. Will somebody need to remind you 3 weeks that you just bought a car? I mean, there are some things your wife will come and ask of you. What will you ask her? You say, honey, can't you see we just use the money to buy a car? Everybody say consciousness. There are some of you, you will still remember one shoe you bought when you were in university. Because the money you used to buy that shoe, you know how you sweat to get them. So, the natural inclination of man is that we don't forget what we sweat to get. Write it down. We hardly forget what we sweat to get. We hardly. No, we not go fit. You know, try them now. As in, imagine you save. Buy a suit, 30,000. And you are not traveling from Ofa to Ilorin. You will forget it in the bus. Azaza now. Mama, I won't be. We sleep with the suit. The driver will be telling you, let's put it in the boot. No driver. Don't worry, we'll put it here. Praise God. We die together. No. It's not heavy, I like that. We put it here. Glory to God. You remember? At times, I remember then, we're traveling and then laptop. No, sir. We stay in our lap. Sister, it's heavy. Let's put it. The boot is, no, my leg is open now. It's more open. Amen. Not because the laptop won't be safe there, but because you are conscious of the cost. So you have translated its worth to a value system in your mind. Listen to me. That is what abundant life should be to you. Because there is the tendency that as a result of its free nature, you will what? Okay, let's reverse the equation. I now bought one shoe that you don't even like. Or like me, that does not like tie. You now buy tie of 30K. And give to me. In fact, now I go first shook for the side of the bag. My pocket, though, I can't contain my pocket. Even the driver said, no, put it by the side of the bag. It's my loss, though. No, even if you want loss, I don't even need that before. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, not because it's not expensive, but because it came to me at no cost. So there is always this body language I will have towards it. One of the reasons believers are not enjoying abundant life, as in all of the resources that comes with their in Christ realities, these things are free. It doesn't. They like the one they sweat. You just imagine sometimes when I see people come and share testimony, and sometimes now we even they far, now we they cause some. you know, if I come now and give him mic and say, I want to share testimony. So, Oluwa etobi, etobi oh, etobi, Oluwa etobi. You see, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. See, I want to thank God. You see, this 2020 has been an amazing year. I slept, I woke. I'm not among those that COVID-19 came, that COVID-19 affected. I had food, even when government were distributing palliative, they did not give to me, I did not lack bread. Praise the Lord! One sister will be saying, if she drop the mic, she's going. So now that'll be the testimony, Abby. So you don't finish. You know the way she take on, you don't expect, say, do you understand? You know, life has become so free-flowing to many of us that we see no reason to even be grateful to God for it. I was with someone yesterday, and she told me something that really hit my heart. And I remember then also when we're in UITH. She was telling me about the mom. That's her. Since my mom came back from University of Benin Teaching Hospital, my mom has been living a different kind of life. Now, you don't beg her to eat. You don't beg her to sleep. Her mindset about many things has changed. Now, let me tell you what happened. She said for some weeks, the mom was in University of Benin Teaching Hospital. Have you been to Teaching Hospital before? You need to go there. Just a day. Just go. Stay around. You see people that they are using pipe to feed. So she said, while the mom was there, some days like this, the mom would be sleeping. They would just bring white cloths, wrap two people. Life don't end. Don't die. Like this. Another one. So she was like David. She was in the valley of the shadow of death. So she came back and started appreciating life better. Because to us, some of us feel that we are very, very good with our alarm. We always have the expertise that our alarm must wake up by 5 and we'll wake up by 5. If I give you the mic now and then, you will not come and share that kind of testimony. To you, it's not big that I give God thanks today because my alarm knocked me up by 4 and I woke up by 4. Glory to God. But then, another brother came. In fact, they will give a mic, me talk. You don't even know the mic where. You see, I want to thank God. Told God. I said, God, if you will give me this contract, I will come to church and do testimony. You see, I've not done testimony in all my life. This is the first time I'm doing testimony. And guess what? I just got a contract of 20 million. Glory to God. I'm sure even the pastor himself will stand. And those people are at the drum. I don't even know their matter for the matter. Now they hit the drum pass as if they go give them 1,000 from the money. Drive! If I praise and worship can even start that moment. Huh? You understand? And even that contract of 20 million, maybe his profit for his side will just be 500,000. If you never reach 500,000, say. But the fact say we here say don't shop contracts. What am I trying to say? Everybody says it's a consciousness. Do you know what it means? It means I can spend 3 hours thanking God for peace. Everybody say peace. Oh, Shadadaya. I mean peace. I know what peace is. If you have tasted turmoil and peace, you go no say, oh, yeah, talk. Difference day. That's the reason why. Thanksgiving is the default posture of the believer in Christ. Everything is giving thanks. Because somehow we understand how restless. We have understood how restless we were when we were in the world. And there is a difference now. Everybody says it's a consciousness. It's that consciousness that gives us solace, that gives us sleep in the midst of turmoil. I can't tell you how powerful that book by James Allen, what that book did to me. Above life's turmoil, by ways of blessedness. Those were books I read when I was in my trying times in life. Those books were magnifying the powerful and credible nature of peace. Peace of mind. Some of you don't know how powerful peace is. Rest, like for you to sleep and wake up refreshed, healthy to face the day's job. You see, that's what abundant life consists of. Some of you think that when you start living in your own built house, or start driving in your own bought car, or start running your own made business, you have more rest. No, no, I know what I'm saying. No, if you remove the source from the torch, you will be left with restlessness. If you remove the source from that life, there are people that built mansions, they can't stay in it. Not because they don't have bodyguards, or because they don't have electrocuted barbed wires. You know that one now? It's run by current. They don't burn you when you touch them. But yet, they still can't sleep. Because I have come that you may have life. So it is in me that is in the fullness of life. Glory to God. In the world, you will have tribulations. Media, please look for that verse of scripture for me quickly. Give it to Ross in Amplified. In the world, you will have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. Jesus was in the midst of the storm. My elder brother was sleeping. He was sleeping. See, have you traveled from Ofa to Lagos with an absolutely restless person before? May driver park, say won't check tire. Wala good day. May driver maneuver passport hole. Problem day. You see, even as a driver, I don't pray to carry those kind of people as passengers. It's not that you are not driving well. It's just that their mind is not well. 4 weeks ago, a prophet told them that they would die in accident. So now their eyes are open, monitoring the steering of the driver to see that that accident does not happen. Some people, even with all the locks in the door, they still are afraid. It is only what gecko that is moving. They can't sleep again. Because they are already thinking that maybe that monitoring spirit from their village is taking the form of a war gecko. See, this thing called rest can only come from Jesus. Rest. He said, so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Everybody says it's a consciousness. It's a consciousness. And I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. Paul was in prison, but he had more rest than people that were living in duplex. He was even writing letter to encourage them. No, don't bother for me. See, there is a place in God we need to get to in 2021. We don't care what recession is. We don't care if they start exchanging a dollar for 1,000. We'll still spend the dollars. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I've already told you that the kind of alert I want to receive next year. See, it's not carnality. Praise God. He said, I am telling you so that you will know that in this world, have confidence in me. Everybody say confidence. He said, in the world, you have tribulation and trials, distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Come on, everybody, let's take it together. One more, one to go. Take courage. Number one, let's read it again. Be what? Scream it loud. Next, Satan. Now, that's where peace is. Master, carest not that we perish. Say, how long will I be with you? Calm down now. Say, be now only breeze they blow. Even if it blows, say, I fall inside the water, I will swim. After all, I don't walk on water before now. That no matter what, even if the lecturer decides that I will not pass this course, I have rest. There is a place we need to get to. Abundant life is a consciousness. Glory to God. You know, sometimes as a mother, you take your child to the hospital and the doctors are giving you reports. Seriously, there are some kind of reports that you really need abundant life to take. You know, some people didn't die of their problems. Some people didn't even die of their condition. They died of the news of their condition. It was not the condition that killed them. It was the news. The thing shake the entire foundation of their existence. Imagine as he run. See, your business has just caught fire. The Bible says as that one was going, another one was coming. See, we are in the field. Your children were playing. Pam, a storm just came. All of them died. Oh, no, they were all coming. Last, now, boy and I come. Bam. Bro, sit down. His wife tell him, just curse God. May you forget. I said, no. He said, can we only receive good things from God? Shadadosia ladaya. Everybody say rest. Certainty. And Bible told us that the later end of Job was what? Was greater. Everybody say rest. Rest. Everybody say it's a consciousness. Undaunted. What does this word mean? I'm not bothered about how it turns out. Shadows. As in, I'm not bothered how it turns out. You're just in the office and the wind just blew into the office. Pum. That see, recession. They are laying down 70% of all the staff in Southwest, including Kwara. And then you go back to sleep and woke up. They are not even thinking it. It doesn't matter how the outcome looks like. It was God that brought me to this job. And if I'm going to be losing it, He will tell me ahead of time. There's a place in God we get to. See, this child came as a gift. You know, that's why I told you the starting point is the consciousness that is a what? It's a gift. Elisha prophesied and told a woman that by this time you will have a child. That same child died. Guess what the woman told Elijah? He said, man of God, I didn't tell child. I don't even need picking. Now you give me. Calm down now. Shebi, if God gave it the first time, He can still give it again. So the doctor said the natural life has left the baby. But you realize that that baby came as a gift. You look at the doctor. He said, doctor, yes, the natural life has left. But the giver of the first life can give it again. And then you go ask him. Everybody say rest. And then 2 days later, the doctor calls you and tells you your baby is fine now. Did you think it was the doctor that gave the baby that life? Everybody say it was abundant life. Can we be on our feet? It's a gift. It's a consciousness. That is what we need to face life daily. Number 3, abundant life is a responsibility. It's a responsibility. You must understand that everything that God made, He made for man to enjoy. The essentials of abundant life is number 1, a life of purpose. That's what we'll pick up on Sunday. Number 2, a life of vitality. Number 3, a life of accomplishment. Our consciousness must be directed to our purpose. We must be conscious of where we started and where we are going. In administrating abundant life, our consciousness, number 1, is in our purpose. Our consciousness, number 2, is in our vitality. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you that the everlasting God, your God, He is never weary, nor does He faint? There is no searching of His understanding. Now, have you not heard? Everybody says it's a consciousness. Our strength is in that consciousness. Abundant life is a life of the consciousness of number 1, purpose, intent. 2, vitality, strength. He said in Ephesians 3, he said, understanding this scope, I bow my knees to pray to God our Father, by whom the whole head is named, that he might grant unto you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man. He now went on to say another verse of scripture. He said, this we know, that even though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. Everybody say day by day. In verse 31 of that Isaiah 40, he now said, they that wait upon the Lord. Everybody say consciousness. So when we are talking about consciousness, what do you need to be conscious of? Number one, you must be conscious that you are a man on a mission. I know where I'm going. Purpose. Number two, you must be conscious that I will not fail, I will not falter, I will not fall. I have strength. And then number three, you must be conscious of your results. I will make it. Say it with me, I will make it. I will make it. Look at it. Look for, hope, expect consciousness. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Are you understanding it now? Now, all these are the packages in abundant life. It's a complete life. Glory to God. Consciousness of what? Purpose. I know where I'm going. I'm not aimless. Two, consciousness of vitality and nourishment. I know I will not faint. No, brother. No matter the stress you are going through in that job, you will not faint. No matter the pressure you are receiving from your bosses, you will not faint. Because first, your life is a gift from God. Glory to Jesus. Number three, abundant life is a consciousness of your result. He said, for I know the thought that I think towards you. Jeremiah 29, 11. Give it to us from Amplified. He said, there are thoughts of good and not of evil to give you a hope. There is an end, glory to God, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Do you still have some expectations? No, see, please, don't shut 2020 already. It has not ended. No, don't shut it yet. Don't close down the year yet. Abundant life is a life of the consciousness of an expectation. Give these ones to eat. Sir, where will we get food for them? But the Bible says, himself knew what to do. I'm not going to leave them to trek without a food. Oh, shadadabalaya. See, I speak to someone here tonight. 2020 will not end without a witness of God's meeting your needs. You had an expectation. Please don't shut down the year. He said, they are thoughts and plans for welfare. Everybody say, for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you a hope in your final outcome. Glory to God. In your final outcome. So, consciousness of what? Purpose. Consciousness of what? Vitality. Consciousness of what? Accomplishment. Jesus came to this earth. He had this kind of undaunted confidence. He will look at the Pharisees and tell them, my Father walk, hitherto I walk. Jesus had this undying confidence in God that at any time he called him, he will answer. Lazarus, comfort. What happened? He that was dead. Everybody see an expectation. It was David that said, there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. For the next 5 minutes, can you lift up your hands and tabernacle on that statement?